handle the truth.
It's another month here, folks, for the True Review to get around and do our UFC pay-per-view previews. Yes, the True Review preview. And this month we're looking at UFC 136, which is being headlined by Frankie Edgar, who is defending his UFC lightweight championship against Gray Maynard in the rematch from New Year's Day earlier this year. So it's actually almost been 10 months since the last time they fought. And that's flown by quickly as. We've also got Jose Aldo, who is defending his UFC featherweight title against Kenny Kenflo Florian. That's the co-main event. And we've also got a bunch of other fights which we're going to talk about on the main card. The event is obviously this Saturday in the US, this Sunday in Australia. So it's on the 9th of October here in Australia, and be showing from 12 p.m. on main event, and you can also catch the prelims on Fuel TV as well, as far as I'm aware. The event's being held in Houston, Texas, and it will coincide with a 2-day UFC Fan Expo in Texas, which seemed to be pretty cool. Not much really backstory behind this fight, besides the fact that Edgar and Maynard had that controversial draw on January 1. So this is the rematch, and it'll be the third time they're fighting each other, with Maynard holding a win over Edgar earlier in his career. Earlier in both of their careers, actually. The card will also possibly hold a contender battle for the UFC middleweight title, with Chael Sonnen fighting Brian Stann. That is yet to be decided, though. Very big card that we have to get through here. UFC's been pretty packed the last week or so. We've had three events in the span of about a week and a half. We had UFC 135, which saw John Jones beating Rampage Jackson to retain his belt. And then last weekend, if I'm correct, was the UFC on Versus, the sixth and final show on Versus. I'm not sure if they're going to do any more. But the main fight there was Dominic Cruz defending his bantamweight title against Demetrius Johnson. And he was successful in a 5-round battle. So that's good for Dominic Cruz to get another win under his belt. So both guys did it in a pretty dominating fashion. And we're even treated to 2 title fights this weekend, which is really great. And I'm looking forward to it. Haven't seen much from the featherweights, so we can see Jose Aldo, who is possibly in the top 3 pound-for-pound fighters in the world. So that's very exciting. Anyway, enough blubbering for now. Let's move on to the main fight card.
It's time!
Now, if I was the UFC, I would never change their intro song, which is the song playing in the background right now. I would never, ever change it. So hopefully when they debut on Fox, they don't change it. It gets repetitive, but it just fucking pumps you up every time. Anyway, enough about that. On to the main card. And I'm going to work my way from the bottom of the card, or the bottom of the main card, and then work my way to the main event. So we leave that one till last. So if everything goes right, this will be what the pay-per-view will pan out like in terms of fights. So first fight on the card will be a lightweight bout between Melvin Gallard and Joe Lauzon. I'm pretty sure that's how you say his surname. Gallard, his last fight was against Shane Roller, which he won via KO in pretty devastating fashion, I would say. And Lauzon, who is a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, his last fight was against Kurt Warburton, and he won that via submission. This could be a very important fight for Melvin Gallard, as he's almost been proving that he's next for a title shot, so he's right in there with a lot of the guys. The lightweight division is so stacked, so it's so hard for these guys to get title fights. But Gallard has been winning fight after fight. I think he's won 4 of his past 5 fights, which is really good. There's very contrasting styles here. Galad being the wrestler striker, and Lozon is a very good grappler and Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert. As I said, Galad's been on an absolute roll since moving to Greg Jackson's camp. He's just really fine-tuned all his skills. His striking's looking really good. His takedown defense has looked really good as well. It's pretty much looking unstoppable. Lozon has been traveling pretty well recently, but he's been suffering a loss here or there. But he has been facing a lot higher talent than Galad, so it could just be whether he's a lot better facing higher, you know, competitors than Galad is. In saying that, though, I've been watching pretty much all of Galad's fights in the past year, and he is just a freak of nature. His speed and his agility and his the way he moves his body and moves his head, he's just able to get in there, just KO these guys viciously. Like, he just does not give up. So I'm predicting Melvin Galad to win. I reckon he'll win via second round TKO. Alrighty, next bout on the card is a featherweight bout between Leonard Garcia and Nam Phan, both the Americans. Garcia, who is a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, has also never been knocked out in his MMA career, in his 15 wins, 7 losses and 1 draw. His last fight was a submission loss against the Korean zombie, Chan Sung-jung. Where he was tapped out to the first ever twister in the UFC. Twister submission, I should say. He's obviously fighting Nam Pham, who is a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Karate, and his last fight was against Mike Brown, and that was a loss via decision. Very tough decision there. This fight is a rematch from a fight they had on the Ultimate Fighter 12 finale, which was sometime last year, where Nam Pham dominated majority of the fight, but it was Garcia who pulled away the split decision victory, and it was ranked as one of the worst refereeing or judging calls of the year, and a lot of people said the Nam Phan was robbed, which I thought it was as well. So Phan will be looking to be gaining revenge on that loss. He want to clear his name of that loss, as he probably thought he was a better fighter on the night especially. Both men haven't really had great starts to their UFC career, with Garcia going 1-1 and Phan going 0-2. So it's very important for both guys to get the win, as they desperately want to be keeping their UFC contracts. I don't think either of them will probably go completely if they lose, but I think Nam Phan is more likely to out of the two if that's the case. I've been watching Phan a lot closer than Garcia. But in saying that, Garcia has a wealth of knowledge inside the octagon. He's a former WEC fighter as well, so he's definitely been there with the featherweights. But I am predicting a Nam Phan win in the second round via submission. So, looking for him to get the win there. Alright, the third bout I'm having a look at, which I'm very excited about, is a middleweight bout between Chael Sonnen and Brian Stann, which is possibly going to be a UFC middleweight title eliminator. So the winner of this matchup could end up facing Anderson Silva for the title. Sonnen, who is a national junior champion in Greco-Roman wrestling, All-American champion, and he's also a former number one contender for the middleweight title. His last fight was obviously against Anderson Silva, which he lost in the fifth round submission, which was a very good fight. He is facing Brian Stann, who's a black belt in the Marine Corps martial arts, and his last fight was a win versus George Santiago via knockout. Sonnen here is definitely the more experienced of the two, having a lot more fights throughout his career. He's fought in Japan, he's fought in South America, so he's definitely fought all over the world. And Brian Stann is still fairly new to mixed martial arts, but I still think this is going to be a really good fight. Both guys have very contrasting styles, Sonnen possesses a large wrestling repertoire, and Stan is largely known for being a kickboxer and striking fighter. So it could be very topsy-turvy. So it'll just depend on who's been working more on their specified areas, I should dare say. And both men are coming in almost favourites. Like, it's really hard to pick this one. I am going with Brian Stan with the win via unanimous decision. I think he's younger and he looks like he's got a lot more potential. And hopefully see him progress through the UFC fairly quickly. I'd love to see him in a title fight, that'd be great. And he's a former US Marine Corps, so he's got a lot of respect behind him. Alright, on to the co-main event of the evening, which is for the UFC Featherweight Championship. The champion, Jose Aldo, is defending against Kenny Florian. Aldo, obviously being the current featherweight champ, also has a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Has only lost once in his entire career out of his 20 fights, and he's defended his UFC title once already, successfully, and that was against Mark Hominick earlier this year via unanimous decision. He is obviously fighting Kenny Florian, who is a UFC veteran. He has a second degree Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, and he's generally a perennial contender for UFC titles. His last fight was against Diego Nunes via unanimous decision to earn himself this title shot. This is Florian's third shot at a title in the UFC, and only his second fight at featherweight. So he's coming up against Aldo, who is, I think, ranked second in the pound-for-pound rankings in the world. So it won't be an easy task for him at all. Aldo possesses very fast and technical striking skills, and he also has the ability to take someone down and use his ground and pound. Florian will have to use his wrestling and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu skills to try and control Aldo, just to try and force him from not being able to get top position, and maybe try and use a lot of submissions through there. Aldo's, as I said before, Aldo's striking and footwear don't match anybody in the UFC, really, so he'll be looking to finish the fight standing. Kenny Florian has been known to win his fights up until his title fights, and then just go shit house, nothing. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes at featherweight. He's dropped another weight class, so he's looking very lean. I don't know whether that'll affect his cardio or strength or anything, but I guess we'll see that, won't we? So on this one, I'm predicting an Aldo win in the fourth round via TKO to retain his UFC featherweight championship. Alright, and the main event of the entire card, which is the bout for the UFC lightweight championship between Frankie Edgar and Gray Maynard. Edgar, who is currently the champ, has only one loss on his in his career, and that was against Gray Maynard. He's defended his title twice, once beating BJ Penn, and obviously his draw earlier this year versus Gray Maynard. So he's still got a lot to prove. His main styles are wrestling, boxing, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and Muay Thai. So he's got a good mix in there. He's facing Gray the Bully Maynard, who is undefeated in his MMA career. And he's also an NCAA Division I wrestling champion. So yeah, as I said, he holds 10 wins and only one draw, so no losses. Obviously his draw being earlier this year against Frankie. Whenever these two go at it, there's always a wrestling war. Both guys have very strong wrestling skills, and their takedown defense is really great as well. So it's always a struggle between the two to get the takedown. Both of them, though, their striking is improving. They haven't in the past been known for their striking, but it has been improving with time. But it seems like Maynard seems to have Edgar's number, especially as he's beat him before, and there was a draw in the last fight, so it just looks like Frankie's having a bit of trouble putting away Maynard. So it'll be interesting to see how much preparation and what type of things they'll come into the fight with, whether they're going to be doing something different from before, or whether they stick with the same game plan and hope it works again. I don't know what they're going to do. But, yeah, it should be a really good fight. Their last fight lasted the whole 5 rounds, so both guys definitely have the cardio to have a 25-minute bout, so that should be really good. And I'm looking forward to this fight. And I am predicting a bit of an upset. I reckon Gray Maynard will win the title via unanimous decision. So I reckon he'll be the new UFC lightweight champion. If not, Frankie will move on to his next challenger, I dare say. He's already had 2 fights with BJ Penn, and this will be his 2nd fight with Gray Maynard, so it'd be nice to see somebody else go up against Frankie Edgar. I'm sure he'll be happy to see it as well. But that is the main card, so hopefully get those tips right. I got 5 out of 5 last month, so I'm looking to get another 5 out of 5 this time around. There's a lot of good fights in the undercard as well. One of them, which I would say would be a really good fight, is Anthony Pettis versus Jeremy Stephens. Pettis, who was the former WEC lightweight champion, obviously did not get to merge his titles and become a UFC champion. But in his first bout, he lost to Clay Guida, so he needs to sort of redeem himself and get a win back on the board. And another good one here is Demian Maia versus Jorge Santiago. So both guys are definitely looking for a win. And in the only heavyweight bout on the entire card, which is on the preliminary card, which will be shown on Facebook, Joey Beltran is versing newcomer, I'm going to try and say his name right, Stipe Miocic. So that'll be interesting. And they're about all the good fights. I'm sure some on the undercard might beat my expectations. I don't get to see the undercard quite a lot, so I can't make a comment on a lot of the guys there. But obviously that's because it's, if I miss it, I can't really download it or anything. That's why I need to get Foxy like you. So that is the preview for UFC 136. Should be a really great pay-per-view, as most UFC pay-per-views are. And I'll be looking forward to seeing the results from the weekend. Next month is another big card where George St. Pierre will be versing Carlos Condit, and I'll go through all the controversy with that card next month. Also on the card, BJ Penn will be fighting Nick Diaz, and I'm going to try and get this right, Matt Mitrione will be fighting Czech Congo, I'm pretty sure. It should be very cool. So a big card coming out of, I think it's back in Las Vegas next month. So I guess I'll see you guys for next month's UFC preview podcast. But in the meantime, check out all the normal True Review podcasts and check back at Facebook or Twitter. Twitter is at TrueReview_pod, or you can just search for the Facebook fan page on Facebook. Just search True Review Podcast. And as always, you can download the podcast on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store and go the True Review Podcast. So that's all your little links there, and I hope everybody has a really good weekend, and I'll catch you next month if you're a UFC fan for the UFC pay-per-view preview, or I'll catch you next week for the normal True Review podcast. Alrighty. Thanks, guys. Catch.